KFYO, good morning. It is 8:09 with Tom Collins and Laura Mack. Man, we've had a lot of culture in the studio this week, a culture overload. I don't know if yours truly can handle this or not, because it's just, well, you know, Laura thinks that I'm beneath all this stuff.
People that say there's nothing to do in Lubbock have not checked out the theater scene, because we've got a lot of really good shows, a lot of talented actors in town. And this Hairspray production is actually done by the same people who brought us The Civil War. Those of you who saw that, it was fabulous production at the Civic Center. Civic Center, right? Yeah. And I forget where I was.
No, starring our own Jerry Brownlow.
That's right.
Of course,
that's
he
right.
plays bass guitar in the Maynes Brothers
and
band.
Now a very popular movie is now on the stage, coming to Lubbock. Tell us about it. We've got In the House. You are one of the directors.
Well, not on this one. Kind of. I'm part of the company of Sidecar. I'm the general manager.
Oh,
but
okay.
In this show, I'm playing Edna Turnblad.
Yes.
So, yeah, I get to put on the wig in the heels and dance around. So, but it's going to be a big show.
Ronnie Miller.
That's right.
Is your name. And yeah, so you get to play.
I knew that she looked familiar.
That's right. That's right.
In the movie, your part was played by John Travolta.
John Travolta. That's right.
Yeah. So tell us about the show.
Well, it's big, exciting, fun. It's a musical comedy. We've got 10 big performances at the Underwood Center. Starting on August the 15th through the 18th and then 22nd through the 25th. We've got a cast of about 34 singers and dancers, and it's a high energy and lots of fun. Good singing, good dancing. I think folks will be really, really impressed with the quality of the talent that we've put on the stage for this show.
Awesome. And it's also it's a show with a very good message.
Yeah, it's a great message. You know,
yeah.
It talks about integration in the early 60s, so it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of comedy, but there's a really good story and a lot of heart to the show, and you'll see that come through in a lot of the characters. So you walk away feeling really good after seeing the show.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, let's go ahead and swing the mic around. Let's talk to the folks that you brought with you. Please identify yourself and step away from the car.
I'm Annie Nichols. I'm playing Tracy Turnblad.
Okay. And I'm Corey Godfrey, and I'm playing Seewee J. Stubbs.
Okay. What's your experience, and where do you guys come from?
Well, I am from Amarillo. I'm about to finish my master's degree in vocal performance at Texas Tech University.
Okay.
I perform kind of all around town, doing cabaret-type things and musical things and opera. I like to do a lot of different genres.
Yeah.
And, I was in the Civil War back in January with Sidecar, and then they told me they were doing Hairspray, and it was a perfect fit. So, it's
fine. Awesome.
And I'm from Lubbock, Texas, and I definitely am new to the theater scene. And so this is kind of like my second theatrical production that I've done. I was also in Civil War, and it's just been a great experience. But I definitely love to sing, and I'm currently starting my fall semester at Texas Tech in music education. And so
wonderful.
I'm excited
That's
about
awesome.
That.
Now,
it's a great place to be for that.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to rewind. If anybody saw Civil War, were you one of the four guys that sang in the quartet?
No.
Okay.
I was actually Benjamin the Slave.
Okay.
And the main song that I did was River Jordan.
Okay.
So.
Awesome.
Wow.
Awesome. Now when does the show actually open, and where do we get ticket information? And I know you guys have some sponsors that are kind of backing you. Go ahead and blow them up.
Yeah, we are very happy to be sponsored by National Travel here in Lubbock, a local travel agency. They're one of our sustaining sponsors. And United Supermarkets, Market Street Amigos are really good to us and have come in and sponsored this show with us as well as they did with the Civil War. So we're very grateful for their community outreach and the things that they do for us. But we open a week from tonight, so we're a week away. So we open on next Thursday the 15th. We play 5 shows each weekend, Thursday night, Friday night, 2 on Saturday, a matinee, and then an evening performance, and then a Sunday matinee for 2 weekends in a row. So you got 10 chances to see the show. Tickets are available at National Travel or by calling our box office at 797-7799. And you can also go to sidecartheater.com to get all the information on tickets as well.
Okay, that's awesome. We're going to go ahead and take a break. Back with the people from Hairspray in just a minute. It's 8:14. Good morning. Collins Mac, Laura's on the way out to get her first round of chemotherapy, so keep her in your
couple
prayers
of weeks,
today.
I won't need any hairspray.
Yeah. Well, hey, there's a guy that is kind of in the same boat you are, different circumstance, though. He, 34-year-old guy arrested. He's in Lubbock County Jail awaiting extradition from Roswell, New Mexico, where police believe he tried to behead another man with head shears.
Head shears? They make head shears?
Head shears.
Oh, hedge shears.
They aren't. These are not shears. Head shears.
Are, you said head
for
shears.
Cutting off
like,
the
what?
Head.
They make shears for that?
Yeah, truck on over to Home Depot. They got a sale today.
That's terrible.
Anyway, check this
out. What did
out.
He have against this guy?
I don't know, but apparently he thought that he was a little too hairy. Elias Singleton, 34, of Roswell, faces attempted murder charges after he say he entered a man's home and tried to decapitate him with these head shears.
Oh, now, there's some mental
you lose your head,
there.
There's absolutely no need for hairspray. So there's a segue back into the deal.
Wow. okay, so that's how we're getting back to the show. Hairspray. Yeah,
these guys
with that
are,
happy note.
They're hand jiving and doing all this stuff here. We have in the house.
I have to mention the choreographer for your show too, because I know Diane McElrath. She's an excellent dance teacher, and so I just had to mention that she's the choreographer.
That's fine. Too. Hey, in the house we've got Corey Godfrey. He's gonna sing Run and Tell That. It's coming up on stage in Hairspray, but ladies and gentlemen, you heard it first right here on Collins and Mac.
I can't see why people look at me and only see the colors of my face. And if there's those that try to help, God knows, and always try to put me in my place. Well, I could ask you to be colorblind, but I could pick the fruit, and girl, you should have found the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. I could say it ain't so, darling, what's the use? The darker the chocolate, the richer the taste, and that's where it's at. Oh, run and tell that. You better run and tell that.
Nice. Good job, man. That's Corey Godfrey, Run and Tell That. That's going to be featured in Hairspray. Man, now, you're saying that you have, I guess you're from Lubbock, and you're just starting your career, so this isn't really beginner's luck. You've been singing pretty much all your life.
Yeah, I have been singing since I was about 3 years old. And so basically just in church and mainly on the gospel scene.
Toothbrush in the shower and all that stuff. Yeah, I get it. Okay, hey, lady, so what is the part that you're playing? And do you guys have to learn all the – is everybody, like, in on the choreography? Is this a big deal? Yes. I mean, I know that it is, but, I mean, is it
yes.
difficult to coordinate all that?
Yes.
You know, because if one chain train jumps the track, it's like all the other cars tend to follow, and everybody goes, oh, wow. And do you just have any of those, like, in rehearsals when you're doing this stuff, just like these meltdown moments where everybody just looks at each other, stupid, and just starts laughing?
I don't know if we've had that quite of a moment yet. Well, we've come pretty close. But, you know, we started with music, and then we went into choreography before we really started staging anything. So we've been working on the choreography for a while. And last night we just kind of spent the night cleaning up the choreography, because it's really easy to not be quite synchronized and all that kind of stuff. So we've been having fun. There's just, always some cleanup things that you can do, but the dancing is a lot of fun, and I've gotten to the point now where I can just kind of groove with it, but I know some people still, you know, some people aren't as easy to pick up the choreography.
Hey, I just had a question for you. How large is the cast of the show? I'm just curious, because it's going to be in the Firehouse Theater, correct?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now, isn't that like 150 seat or something like that?
Yes, 159, I believe.
Okay, so if you screw around and you don't get your tickets, you're not going to get one.
That's right.
Can you reserve tickets?
Yeah. Yeah, all the tickets are reserved seating. And we're actually, you know, we're encouraging folks to go ahead and buy them now, because I don't know that there's going to be a lot, if any, left at the door. I mean, it's selling very, very well.
You're thinking you're going to walk up to this thing, you snooze, you lose, you better get there an hour or two before the...
I know that's going to be the case for some of the performances, for sure.
Yeah. Now, again, how many people are in the cast and the overall production support people
got,
and everything?
We've got 33, I believe, in the cast. We've got a 5-member orchestra. We've got a 10-member production team, something like that, from director on down to lighting design, sound design, and all those things. We've got 4 wig masters working on wigs. We've got two or three costume individuals doing costuming. We've got, you know, it runs the gamut. It's a big production. It's a very professionally run organization. And, you know, we've got a lot of good people both on the stage and behind the scenes. And that makes for a good show.
From your standpoint, what is the most enjoyable thing about working on this particular show? Because I know it's extremely popular.
Well, for me, it's watching these guys. Yeah. I mean, this is the fun, watching what they do and what our ensemble does and our other leads, what they do in rehearsal is why I like doing this, because
right.
I like to watch their work and see what they bring to the production.
Okay. Go ahead and give us the show times again. When does the show open, actually?
Yeah, we open a week from tonight, so on August the 15th.
Okay.
And we're running the 15th through the 18th, Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night at 8 o'clock. And then on Saturday and Sunday, there's a 2 o'clock matinee this weekend and next weekend, the 22nd through the 25th. Tickets are $28 each. They're all reserved seating. And you can get them from the box office, 797-7799, or in person at National Travel. And you can check out the details at sidecartheater.com.
Hey, thank you guys for coming in this morning.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
That. Hey, before we get away this morning, I have a pair of tickets to see Hairspray Saturday, August 17th at the 2 p.m. matinee performance in the afternoon. If you'd like to be caller number 5 right now, 770-5790, you got a pair of ticks for you. We're going to be giving some more ticks away probably throughout next week, and we're going to give you the opportunity to win those as well. Tell you what, today we're going to throw in some J&M barbecue bucks so you can grab a sandwich before you head over, have lunch at J&M. On 34th Street, swing on down to Hairspray on Saturday, just in time for the show. And we've got your ticket right here from Collins & Mack. Hey, thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thank you.
We appreciate that.